Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The inspiration signs with Impact Wrestling, frustration with WWE's women's division. Tell me about it. Cain Velasquez's in-ring wrestling return confirmed and your fan questions answered. Hello and welcome to What Culture Wrestling here on Sunday, the solo Sunday news for myself, Andrew Pollard. Thank you for joining me. Technically, this isn't solo today because you guys, you kind, generous folk, have sent in a whole load of wrestling questions for little old me to answer. I'm not sure what I'm doing the thumbs for. I am not Rob Van Dam. That guy is one of a kind. Yeah, you can tell it's early. You can tell I've had lots of coffee when I'm recording this. It's Sunday. First and foremost, before we get into all the wrestling stuff, I just think, I hope that you're having a great day, whatever you do with your Sunday. If you're doing something, if you're doing nothing, just have a great day. If you're sitting on your backside watching wrestling, great. If you're working, hey, make the most of it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the money that brings in. And if you're off out walking, talking, if you're going to church, because I did see some comments last week that people moaned that we don't reference here at What Culture that people might go to church on Sunday. If you're doing that, hey, have a good time. Whatever you're doing on your Sunday, have fun. But we have lots of wrestling news to get into and lots of wrestling questions, which is the bit, I'll be honest, that I'm most interested in getting to right now. But first and foremost, the inspiration, the former Iconics have signed with Impact Wrestling. Now, Cassie Lee, Jessica McKay were two of the many, many, many names released by WWE across this past, 18 months or so. They were released just after WrestleMania 37. Former WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. And there's been lots of questions of where will they end up. Some people were presuming that because Cassie Lee, the former Peyton Royce, is married to Sean Spears, that possibly that could, you know, that would open the door for AEW. But the former Iconics have signed with Impact Wrestling, as was revealed at last night's Knockdown special. Now, as that event wrapped up, we got this. There's a cool little teaser, which you can see online. It's Impact to put out on their Twitter account if you've not seen the event itself, which is available through Fight, where the inspiration are coming at Bound for Glory. So October the 23rd, which is what? I'm looking at my computer there. It's the 10th of October today. I should probably have known that already. So we're talking less than 2 weeks away. That the Iconics, the inspiration, Cassie Lee, Jessica McKay, the former Peyton Royce, the former Billy Kay will be debuting for Impact. And to me, it's a great pickup. It's one of those where it's a great pickup for whichever company got these two ladies, because they're clearly very talented. And when over WWE releases have been made, to me, I mean, they were two of the more baffling ones. I mean, obviously something like Bray Wyatt when he was released, that's a big one where it's like, right, that's strange. Braun Strowman was another one. To me, the Iconics, as they were then, that was a head-scratcher where these ladies are so talented, so charismatic, so entertaining. And for somewhere like WWE, where the focus is so much on entertainment, world wrestling entertainment, you think, like, these would be perfect. These ladies would be perfect. And they split the Iconics up, and then they teamed them with random other people, and it just made... minimal sense. But either way, the Inspiration, as they are now known, are in Impact Wrestling, or soon will be in Impact Wrestling. And for me, I cannot wait to see them. I think Bound for Glory was already on one of my more hyped pay-per-views of the year. I mean, some people, they still like to throw shade at Impact, and it's like, nah, man. If you've not been checking out Impact the last few months, just give it a try. Give it a try, a one-off, and see how you get on. If you like it, cool. Come and thank me. If you don't blame me. Don't blame me, man. Let's keep that out there. Moving on to frustration with the WWE Women's Division. Now, we talked about just then Deonna Purrazzo and Mickie James coming up. Deonna Purrazzo, who has proven herself to be one of the best wrestlers on the planet across this last year. And then you look at, man, what WWE has been doing, especially, more importantly, this past Friday, the whole Queen's Tournament that they're doing, which is great. That in itself is fantastic, but the fact that you're opening matches, two matches, cumulative, went, what, barely 4 minutes? It's like, are we going to get to the point where we need to start doing the whole like hashtag give Deeves a chance thing again on Twitter? It's just like, you look at SmackDown and even more so right now, you look at it and compared to how they've handled their Queen's Tournament, with how they've handled the men's King of the Ring tournament, and the King of the Ring matches were great, we saw, but you look at, just look at the time allocated to that, and you're thinking like, right, there's clearly a massive disparity there. But yeah, as per Fightful, there's been some upset backstage amongst WWE, just talent and staff alike, is a report from Fightful, about how the women have been booked in recent times in terms of their matches and in terms of their segments, as to how much time has been given to those moments. And like I said, just look at SmackDown on Friday. You have these two matches, the first round matches for the Queen's Tournament. And yeah, it's like the two of them combined together go barely 4 minutes. And it's like, man, this is, yeah, come on. Toni Storm, who has barely been on TV since moving to SmackDown. And then when she is on TV, it's just, this is somebody you could like focus on, especially when they're trying to freshen things up. We've had the WWE draft. Obviously, NXT is freshening things up with their Neo Glow NXT 2.0. But in terms of the main roster, if you're looking to freshen things up, Toni Storm is somebody, this isn't hyperbolic. This is somebody that you could build a women's division around, or you could position her to be that person you build a women's division around in a few months' time. But to do that, you have to work correctly with her, and it's just like you look at the talent that this girl has and you look at how they've handled her and you just think, oh, it's one of those just no. Anyway, moving away from WWE and away from Impact Wrestling as well, and to AAA, which is something we don't always cover that much here on What Culture Wrestling, but AAA have announced the in-ring wrestling return of Cain Velasquez, now former UFC heavyweight champion, of course. It was announced by AAA president Darian Joaquin Roldan Pena. I'm hoping I'll get the pronunciations correct there. At Heroes Immortales 14, that Cain Velasquez will be competing for AAA on the 4th of December. There's no opponent yet has been announced. And to me, it's like, it's just, what we've seen of Cain Velasquez, not counting that 2 minute match of Crown Julius Brock Lesnar, but if you go and see the handful of matches he did for AAA back in, what, 2019, it's like this, it's an intriguing proposition. One of the baddest asses in terms of UFC heavyweight fighters of all time. And then you see him just doing springboards and stuff in AAA. There was that 6-man tag match he did with Cody and Psycho Clown at Triple Mania 27? I think it was 27. And you think like, ah, this is cool. It's unique. It's interesting. It's intriguing. But yeah, Cain Velasquez is going to be competing again in a wrestling ring for AAA this December, December the 4th. Now he was in WWE, as mentioned, for a cup of coffee in the big time, as the Macho Man Randy Savage would say. He signed in, I think it was 2019 October, would compete at Crown Jewel that year against Brock Lesnar in a match that went, I think it was just over 2 minutes technically, but that was supposedly Cain Velasquez was dealing with the injury problems at the time, and that was why that happened. There were plans to do something with him when the pandemic did hit. Cain Velasquez ended up being one of the many, many people released by WWE. He was one of those of, I guess it was the first round of releases, April of 2020, which feels forever ago because pandemic. but yeah, I'm cool to see what Cain Velasquez gets up to. Now, moving away from that stuff. This is where we get to the questions, and there's a load of questions. I'm so sorry if your question does not get answered first and foremost. I've put together a list of ones that came in before I recorded this. If you put in a question after I've recorded this, sorry, maybe we'll get to that next weekend. Or maybe one of the guys that you know, the A-listers can answer that in a week. You know, it's Sunday. You're stuck with the D-list there, baby. Again, Rob Van Dam thumbs here. But first and foremost, Mark Solid has asked, I'm going to run through these quite quickly because, as mentioned, people will take to the comments, say how much I ramble, and this is proof of that. So sorry to those people. The people who enjoy it, hey, thanks. Thanks for having my back. But yeah, Mark Solid, morning, Andrew. Morning, Mark. Thoughts on reuniting Rated RKO, turning on Riddle, which can lead to him turning the heel with a debut in Pete Dunne, also reuniting the Broserweights. I don't know. You know, I mean, yeah, that's quite an intriguing proposition, I think, is reuniting Rated RKO, which, of course, was Edge and Randy Orton, and also reuniting the Broserweights. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you're looking at the landscape of NXT, and you're looking at how much that is a landscape of change right now, and you look at someone like Pete Dunne, and you think, is there a place for him there? I'm not saying that Pete Dunne, you could put the world title, the NXT title on him tomorrow, and he would be great. Reuniting him with Matt Riddle as a Broserweight, I could see that. I don't see Riddle going heel with Pete Dunne. I think if you do a heel turn with Riddle, maybe it is to split Team RKO after all these months of, you know, Matt Riddle trying to win over Randy Orton, of, you know, the teasers of Randy Orton, is he going to drop him with an RKO? And then for Riddle to be the one to turn, maybe. And that's a sort of turn that could add something to his character where you think, like, right, because clearly Matt Riddle is a talented, talented guy. But you look at him right now and it's somebody who, he's not going to be making that next step anytime soon, and maybe something like a heel turn. Yeah, as for your question, Mark, I don't quite see it just yet. The Rated RKO thing, though, I'm kind of intrigued by that, just because, you know, Edge has moved to SmackDown. Maybe that's something that we look at, and they did tease that when Edge first returned. But I did say I'm going to move through these questions quickly, so I'm going to do my best, honestly. Aiden, Golden Kneecaps on Twitter, has got in touch saying, if you could have one cross-promotion match of any kind, what would it be and why? CM Punk versus Vince McMahon. No. I talked about him earlier. I cannot speak highly enough about Josh Alexander. And if you've been sleeping on Impact, you've been sleeping on Josh Alexander, just go and check that stuff out. The dude has been phenomenal for months now. So to me, it's like Josh Alexander, Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. That's something to me that jumps out. Also, you know, we talk about Brian, you look at Brian Danielson and Zack Sabre Jr., which is a match that seems like we have to have at some point. They're two matches that jump out to me, both of them featuring Brian Danielson. Next, we've got Kevin the Mistoffer Scullivan. I hope I haven't butchered that name too much. What's the difference between a wrist lock and a wristwatch? I don't know, brother. I know neither. I have no watches on. I do have my Focus Wales wristband on. If anybody's been at Focus Wales this weekend, I hope you've had a great time. Music festival here in North Wales. It's been fun. Matty G, with Mox picked up the win last night against Nick Gage and rumors spreading of AEW bringing Gage back for a few more possible matches, could we see him defend the GCW world title in a death match in AEW against Gage or others? Yes, I very much think that we, as Matty G alluded to there last night, saw John Moxley retain the GCW world title against Nick Gage. And I think, yeah, I think that Nick Gage does more with AEW. I think that Nick Gage does something with John Moxley in AEW. I think we do get a deathmatch between those two in AEW. So, yes. Andy, a guy V360 on Twitter, with the possibility of Xavier Woods winning King of the Ring, could you see the storyline having the crown go to his head and then turn on Kofi? No. No, I think Xavier Woods, I think the New Day, the way they've talked about things, I mean, it could be the ultimate heel turn, the way they've talked about things, about how they never want to break up, they never want to turn on each other, I think those guys will stick to that as much as they can. I mean, WWE, ultimately, they call the shots. If they wanted to turn Xavier Woods heel, they could do. To me, I'd like to see him. I'm really looking forward to Kofi and Woods. I'm really looking forward to that in the semi-final match. But for me, I'd like to see Woods win it. I'd like to see him go all the way. Luke Cullen on Twitter, do you think Hangman Page should beat Omega for the title on his first go or have to go at it again? I'm still divided on it, but I'm leaning towards him winning on the first go. I think that he does. I think it's full gear. I think Page beats Kenny. I think that's a story we've been telling for a long time. And there's a conversation of like, does that first match be, is it a win for Paige? And I think it has to be, because AEW doesn't really, in terms of their big matches, they don't tend to do rematches. If you get a title shot and you lose, not necessarily back of the line, but somebody else steps up in your place and they have the next shot. So I think Paige beats Kenny. I mean, I am actually hosting a Comic-Con event where Kenny Omega is going to be there the week after Full Gear. So like, for me personally, it's like, nah, I hope Kenny keeps the belt, because then we've got the AEW World Champion there. That's Wales Comic-Con. But no, I think Paige beats Kenny at Full Gear. We've got RWS Rob with Tony Khan declaring Friday Night Wars on Twitter yesterday. Do you think he's lacking awareness of how arrogant he may be coming across to the rest of the community? Or is he simply working the fans into a shoot? That's a really interesting question. I think with Tony, I don't think he's like setting out like, man, today I'm really going to go for WWE. I think he's just having, I think they're playful shots. They're shots that are clearly they're designed to generate discussion and debate, which is what we're doing right now. And I don't know, is he lacking awareness? Is there an arrogance? I think there is an arrogance there, but that's not to say it's a bad thing. I mean, Vince McMahon has an arrogance, Eric Bischoff has an arrogance, Paul Heyman had an arrogance when he's running ECW. Any promoter worth their salt has an arrogance, for better or for worse, and Tony Khan is no different in that regard. Gav, could we eventually see Cole, Bucks, and Don kick Kenny out of the Elite, mirroring Cole and Bullet Club, and a down and out Kenny's picked up by Hangman, leading to a rematch of Kenny and Hangman versus Young Bucks? No, I don't think we get that. I don't think we get that anytime. I don't think that Kenny's being thrown out I don't think he's being thrown out the Elite for any time soon. And I think it's too soon to go back to Kenny and to Hangman. That's all I'm saying, that one. We've got Christian Podariu. I hope I pronounced your surname, your last name correctly there, Christian. Apologies if not. As AEW wrestlers win titles outside AEW, do you think that they should showcase them on Dynamite and Rampage? Should we see on Wednesday that Mox retain a GCW title? Yes, 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 yes. This is one of the things to me where I think that, yeah, if you've got guys winning, especially, you know, relatively known titles, if you've got people winning, well, obviously Christian and Kenny have both had the Impact World title. If you've got if you had the Good Brothers on there with the, I don't need to see the Good Brothers on AEW programming. That's just me, but I'm cool with that one. Those guys can be entertaining, but if you have them on there, obviously have them with the Impact Tag titles. I think with Mox, I think GCW, they're at a point now where obviously they're not a mainstream promotion, but they have enough name value amongst the wrestling community, and it's that sort of thing. I think if you're that other company, if you're that company whose title is on an AEW talent, for you, part of that deal is you get that belt onto TV. So you have John Moxley walking around with a GCW title. Thanks to everybody who's put those questions in. I feel like this has gone really long. I feel like this may be edited down by the time it goes onto YouTube. And I can already feel people moaning that I've rambled, and this is like a 20-minute video of me talking nonsense. So apologies to those guys and girls who think that. Thank you for joining me on this Sunday. I've been Andrew Pollard. You can follow me at Cultured Left Peg if you fancy it. You can follow us at WhatCulturedWWE. Whatever you're doing with your Sunday, have a great day. If you're doing nothing, great. If you're working, enjoy it. Make the most of it. It's bringing in pennies at the end of the day. If you're off to church, have fun. If you're just going to sit on your backside, play video games or watch wrestling, I'm very, very envious. Of course I am. But yeah, thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend, and I will see you next week.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.